This is Dr. Sabir Khanaske of Ripple Vision, James Kaiser, KAISER. Date of birth is 6/27/1957. The initial procedure was patient. This is Sabir Khanaske. The patient has a persistent colon cancer. We had the rectosigmoid junction, which was patient had a low anterior resection done in July 2022. He had a follow-up rectosigmoidoscopy done by Dr. Kelleher, January 2023. History of colon polyp, this is prevalent colonoscopy. Patient is symptomatic otherwise. Physician got back to see and date of birth is 6/27/1957. Physician got back to see and the patient has to blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, well, if that's me, it will ask you to call back to the hospital. It will ask you to call back to the hospital. If you have a patient, please let us know. She's correct. I'm going to see my call and call and call and call and call and call. Coming out, Medicare prep. I saw the rectal sigmoid area 20 centimeters. The anastomosis line was noted. Appear remarkable site. You say, so I did a biopsy of the margins to a row and you open recurrence. There were two flat hypoplastic like polyp noted just below the anastomotic line in the rectum. They're about 3 to 5 millimeter. They're both removed by the outpost personal post part of the brain. I'm referring to hemorrhoid condition. Colonoscopy up to secant number 2, adequate prep number 3. Anastomosis noted at rectal sigmoid junction 27 from the anus, which was from the recent surgery in July 2022 with the staples noted from the surgery. Margins appear remarkable, but added the biopsy to run macroscopic recurrence. Number 4, 2 flat polyp. Hyperplastic leg noted in the rectum, about 3 to 5 minutes removed. The heart was fallen, both fallen, practically bleeding, and trying to have a commission. Away from the polypathology, and away from the anastomotic biopsy, the polypathology can be benign, and anastomotic can be benign. The repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Number two, if the biopsy for anastomotic appear to be any recurrence or any higher dysplasia, then the patient is going to be referred for a rectal ultrasound for further validation. Otherwise, follow 1-2-7-vision. Please send a copy to your primary care provider. And copy to primary care provider Dr. Judith Moss, and copy Dr. Kelleher, the surgeon, and copy Dr. Parmenteri, the procedure was March 2nd to 23rd, March 2nd to 23rd, patient's office.